Chapter 8. The Mysterious Mrs. Landsman. Mr. Hillman introduced the teenagers to Mrs. Landsman. She seemed very weak and not very interested in talking to them.
"Hello, I'm Florence Landsman. It's nice to meet you," she said in a quiet voice. "Now, where are the papers I must sign, Mr. Hillman?"
Mrs. Landsman was evidently impatient to sign the documents quickly. Mr. Hillman gave her the papers and explained exactly what they were. "You know you're giving your sister a lot of control over your money," he said. "Once you sign these documents, you won't be able to make any legal decisions without Julia's signature."
"Yes, yes, I know that," said Mrs. Landsman impatiently. "That's not a problem for me. She's my sister. Now where do I have to sign?"
Mr. Hillman showed her the places to sign, and then Florence asked Cindy to take her to her bedroom. Before leaving the room, Mrs. Landsman apologized for leaving them alone and explained that Julia had been delayed on the road, but was on her way to the mansion. She would be there to sign the papers very soon. 5 minutes later, Julia hurried into the room. She was out of breath.
"I'm sorry I'm late," she said. "I was delayed by the terrible traffic."
Julia was also impatient to sign the documents quickly and picked up the contracts from the table where Mrs. Landsman had left them. Linda noticed that she didn't check any of the documents, but signed in all the correct places. Julia was so different to Florence, it was hard to believe that they were sisters. She was wearing a very tight red shirt and elegant black trousers, and lots of jewellery. Linda noticed there was some white fluff on her trousers. After signing everything, Julia was ready to entertain her guests and soon began talking about herself and her films again. She seemed ready to talk all evening. Mr. Hillman made an excuse to leave before Julia started showing them all her career photos. Linda, Mark, and his father walked home together, and Linda was happy when Mark's father invited her to have dinner with them. She accepted the invitation immediately. While Mark's father was busy preparing their dinner, Mark and Linda talked about their visit to the mansion.
"Well, I noticed that the two sisters were never present at the same time," said Mark. "Do you think Julia is acting both parts?"
"Yes, I do. Why was Florence Landsman wearing dark glasses inside the house? The study was very dark, so she didn't need them," said Linda. "Obviously, we weren't supposed to see her face or eyes very clearly."
"Yes, there was no reason to wear dark glasses in the house," agreed Mark.
"There was something else. Did you see the white fluff on Julia's black trousers?" asked Linda with a smile. "It was the fluff from Florence's white sweater. That's evidence, isn't it?"
"Not really," answered Mark. "Julia could have got that fluff on her trousers by helping Florence earlier in the day." "Sorry, Detective Linda, but that doesn't really prove anything."
"Not if what she said was true. Julia told us she had been out and had only just come into the house a few seconds before coming into the room to sign the papers," said Linda. "But what else did you notice about Julia, apart from her being out of breath?"
Mark answered that she had been very quick when she signed the papers.
"Yes," Linda said, "and she knew exactly where and what to sign."
"It seemed like she had done it before," said Mark.
"Yes, just a few moments before," said Linda triumphantly. "She's a good actress."
After some wonderful fish and a delicious salad prepared with vegetables and herbs from the garden, Linda and Mark washed the dishes and then watched a DVD in the TV room. Linda began to relax and enjoy herself. She felt very comfortable in Mark's home. It was getting late, and Mr. Hillman offered to drive Linda to the village, but Mark said he would walk her home. It was a nice evening. The air was cool and Linda and Mark began to walk more quickly to warm up. The two teenagers walked for several minutes in silence and soon arrived at the village. At the door of her house, Linda gave Mark a goodnight kiss and then,
a little embarrassed, quickly went inside. Mark smiled as he walked home. He was feeling very warm inside.